Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 1st, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
There is a beautiful light falling directly above Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is standing high in the sky, surrounded by a light that makes her look as though she is inside of a medallion, a medal of some kind. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. In her right arm, she's holding the infant Jesus. Oh, Our Lady has on a beautiful blue mantle, and it's brought snugly about her shoulders so that Our Lady appears to be encased all in blue. Our Lady now is coming forward. She's now standing directly above her statue. Our Lady now is turning about to her right side and motioning with her arms. Now there's a tremendous light coming from the left side of the sky. And from behind this light, I can see Michael, Saint Michael, emerging. He's a tremendous, tremendous size. Now Michael is standing on our left side with his left hand extended, with a balance, a golden balance in it, and in his right hand he has a long spear with a very pointed edge in the front. Michael is motioning now to look down at his spear. He's pointing it down. It always is an ominous sign to see the spear go down. Now Our Lady is moving over to our right side. Oh, the infant Jesus is no longer in her arms. The light is becoming very brilliant. Our Lady is extending her right hand out, and in it she has the beautiful rosary. The beads are very large. I'm always startled by the size of the beads. There's the golden Our Father and the dazzling Hail Mary beads that are white. But as Our Lady is moving, turning right and left, looking down, the beads seem to catch all of the colors about her. And they shine like translucent pearls. Our Lady now is coming back from our right side, over, directly over her statue, and now Our Lady is placing the rosary about the band, about her waist. She has on a deep blue sash, and now that the mantle has swung out of it, I can see that Our Lady has on a pure white gown, a very billowing white gown. Her sash is blue, and the mantle is a beautiful deep blue. Our Lady now is taking her first finger and placing it to her lips. My child and my children, I come to you with an urgent message of warning to all mankind. The evil has accelerated at great speed. You must all hasten now to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. As I have warned you in the past, my children, while foolish man ran about crying, brotherhood, planning to disarm, to leave your country unprotected. Others whom your leaders shake hands with are planning your destruction. My children, an arsenal of arms now are being gathered throughout the world. They are major instruments of destruction. It is the regime of terror that man has brought upon himself by rejecting his God. Your country, the United States and America, has become a land of pagans. Your country and America and many countries of the world have given themselves over to all manner of pleasures of the flesh and defilement of the human body and desecration of their bodies and their spirits. My children, how can I prepare you? How can I lead you onto the right road now when there is so little time left? Before the destruction of Sodom, warnings, many warnings were given to mankind. These warnings also fell upon deafened ears. Man was created above the animals, but he has now progressed downward, down the ladder, bordering on hell. Man has joined the animals in desecration of his body with bestiality, homosexuality, and all manner of perversions. Parents, you cannot now expect your leaders in government, city, state, or national to protect your children for the forces of evil are solidly entrenched now in your government. Your medias of communication are controlled. Each and every parent must assume now full responsibility for the salvation of their children's souls. Those who call themselves pastors in my son's church upon earth have given themselves over to worldly pursuits and living while they scatter our sheep. I say unto you as your mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, that I plead your cause constantly before the Eternal Father to give you time to repent of your sin, or you shall receive very soon a just punishment, a just chastisement. Many minor warnings have been given to mankind, and they go by unnoticed. The greatest trial now upon mankind is produced by the walking of Lucifer, released from hell with his demons upon earth. They are performing now prodigies and wonders to confuse and confound mankind. You call one of them the UFOs. They are supernatural manifestations from hell. They are created in the minds of some by the demons, who are capable, because of great power upon earth, to control now the elements, nature, and also these demons shall promote accidents that are not accidents. Your seasons shall turn. Upheavals of nature shall be more prevalent. They will increase in intensity until mankind is brought to his knees. My children, you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Pray for your priest. Pray for the Holy Father, Pope Paul in Rome, for Rome shall also be bathed in blood. No nation upon earth shall escape the chastisement. Every nation has fallen short of honor to their God. Every nation has succumbed to itching ears of novelty, bringing in humanism and modernism, leading to soul destruction. My children, I cannot admonish you enough to protect the youth, your young ones at home, against the gathering bands of criminal elements that will roam the streets to seduce the unwary. My children, all manner of evil now is covering your earth in darkness. It will take many graces, great grace, to remain free of contamination. You must use everything given to you in the past, the sacramentals, the monuments, the statues, my children. While you remain in your human nature, you will be tempted and tried. Many shall fall away from the faith. Many shall sell their souls to get to the head. You cannot live in the world and be of the world and stay on the road to the kingdom of heaven. You cannot love two masters, for one you will grow to hate. And my children, it tears my heart anew to hear the blasphemy being committed against my son, even in his own house. Oh, my children, my heart is torn. I go tirelessly back and forth, hinder and yon, calling out from my mother's heart to you to prepare yourselves. You must make a fortress of your home against the evil forces now loosed upon earth. Do not turn. remain as a good example. All who need strength and encouragement in the days ahead will say with true feeling, my Jesus, my confidence. It will come the time, my children, when it will seem to all that the wicked have captured the earth, and only the wicked shall prosper. But my children, they gain their reward upon earth, for they have nothing when they leave. And there is not one living creature upon earth that shall not one day return to the dust. My child, rest cures all. You must seek to remain more from the world. You will conduct the Bible study classes as I have asked you to. It will be limited to a few at this time. The work, the mission from heaven shall continue and accelerate. Everyone must receive the message from heaven before the Eternal Father places his hand down upon you. Without prayers and penance of the world, much blood shall be shed in the streets of Rome. Persecution shall be set upon the Holy Father. Many shall cry out for his blood. There are many traitors sitting at his table with him now. For the red hat has fallen and the purple hat is being misled. My children, I repeat, do not leave your parish church, but remain as an example. The Eucharist, my son, is always with you. Comfort him as his heart is torn by the many abominations being committed in his house and by many of his clergy. It will not be an easy road for you and all who carry the light. The forces of darkness are great upon your world now. But remember, my children, at the end of this battle, it will be victory for heaven and all who have given themselves as children of God and remain faithful and true. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now down behind Our Lady, I can see Michael coming forward, and there are many, many angels about him. They look absolutely beautiful. Now the angels over on the left side are dressed in different colored gowns. They're just beautiful. All the colors of the rainbow and colors I haven't seen on earth here. They are absolutely beautiful. Now, Lady is going over to our left side. She's standing just above the first tree on the left, and she's making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is smiling. Now she's kissing her crucifix, and she's going across the sky. The angels have come down much closer. I can see them very well now, though I can't see their faces. It's a tremendous light coming out from behind them, or I think it's coming from within them, because it almost blots out everything but their gowns. And Our Lady is going across the sky now, and she's standing over on the right side, looking down now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, all my children, for my Son, the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. The satellite is active. Our Lady said, the satellite is active. Communism has control of your country. Many leaders have joined the Red Bear. Because they are lukewarm in their faith or confirmed atheists. You will pray for your president in the United States. An attempt will be made upon his life. All about the trees, there is a very heavy cast of pink light. It appears that the trees themselves are giving off this beautiful pink glow. They outline the whole area over our heads. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is clearing, just as though there's like the clouds evaporating. And directly in the center, there's a huge host forming of light. It's moving forward almost like a globe, a ball suspended in the air, and coming out of the center of this, what could be called a Eucharistic circle, is Jesus. I can see him. It's quite windy. His robe is blowing in the wind. He has the mantle part of his robe off his shoulders, and his hair now also is blowing. Jesus has nothing on his feet. His feet are bare. Now he's coming forward, and he's extending his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is standing and looking over to his left side, our right side. Now he's looking back, and now he's pointing up with his right hand to the sky. Our Lady is coming down now. Our Lady is carrying her rosary in her right hand. It's quite windy because her gown is also blowing, and her mantle. Our Lady's head is covered with the mantle, and there is a clip now, I noticed, at Our Lady's chin that's holding the mantle in place. Our Lady has in her left hand a scapular, a very large brown piece of cloth, two pieces of cloth, I notice, on a string. And she's coming up now by Jesus. She's standing at his right side. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, my mother has counseled you well on the state of affairs taking place upon your earth at this time. Needless to say, Your world is in deep darkness of spirit. The evil has accelerated much faster than man can ever assume because of the loss of faith. My heart has been torn as I watch mankind wallowing in filth in the name of progress and modernism. He is now man standing on the brink of his destruction. You have, my children, as a nation, gone about looking for peace in the wrong channels. There shall be no peace without your God. For man has created a void now. And this void is like a bottomless pit and a force reaching up from hell and pulling many down into the abyss. The Eternal Father created man in his image. He set rules for the welfare of mankind in his progress to return triumphantly to heaven. You are all but pilgrims upon earth. Your time is short. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. Many have nourished their bodies, but have starved their souls. And how? Because you have cast aside the truth. You go forward with itching ears, listening to heretics and liars. Doctrines of demons abound upon earth. And these doctrines of demons have entered into my church. I say unto you as your God, I shall place a heavy hand upon you. A church in darkness wears the band of death about it. Your world shall go through a crucible of suffering. It will be the time of trial for all. The separation of the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the chaff. All that is rotten shall fall. For I repeat again, it is better that there be a few with quality than a quantity with nothingness. The rules, my way, was given to you in the book of love and life, your Bible. And I say unto you, ye who go about adding to my words and making changes, I shall visit upon you every plague that has been written in the book of life. Man has not learned by his past. He continues upon his way, giving himself over to all pleasures of the flesh, never caring for his future. His future over the veil. I gave you my human life upon earth. have you done? You crucify me again in my own house, my church. You crucify those who stand in righteousness in my church and cast them out as you rebuild my church. For what? A renewal? And what are you renewing? What is your renewal? What are you renewing? Have you found fault with my way? Shall you create a new way of man? I say unto you, you blaspheme. You have cast yourself out of the light into the darkness, O pastors. I cannot, at this time, give you, my child, dates. It would be of no merit to give the date now that you ask, my child. That will be given to you in secret. Let others speculate, but I say unto you, you must be prepared at all times, for it will come upon you suddenly. There is no reason to modernize my church. Discipline must be returned. My mother has made many visits to us, crying out to you to stop now, turn back, do penance, make atonement for your sins. And what has she met but derision, lukewarmness, and arrogance, pride and arrogance, even among my clergy? I say unto you, cast my mother aside, and you are finished as a nation. But for the tears of my mother, you, O United States of America, would have received a just chastisement long ago. But my mother has begged for a reprieve. The time for you to mend your ways, to cleanse yourself of your sin, for you have become a pagan nation. You are not alone, my children, for many nations now have become paganized. Theologians in my house, my church, you go forward in arrogance and pride. Do you think you shall go above your master, your God? Shall you follow the same road as the fallen angels who now use you as chattels? You must return now to a life of penance and prayer, O clergy, while you have the time. For many shall be taken from your earth in the next year. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. The very forces of hell now are loosed upon earth. Lucifer and his armies now go throughout your world. For Lucifer knows that he has been allotted but a short time to gather his own. Protect your children, O parents. Protect your families. your children to me in the Eucharist. I am still there for a short time. For the enemies of your God plan to take me from your country. The Eternal Father would stop you now, but for the victim souls that plead for a reprieve, their prayers do not go unanswered, for the Eternal Father waits with great patience, not wishing that one be given to Satan. Your life, your eternal life, and eternity faces all. You must now, in the time given, make your way back to heaven. Avoid the pitfalls that Satan has placed now to ensnare you with. They are tempting to your human body and human nature, but you must fight these temptations. Avoid all occasions of sin. Pray a constant vigilance. Gather all the sacramentals you may have hidden for years from your children and your families. And I say this hidden, for many have cast aside the use of any relics in their homes. Your children must have the statues and the relics as constant reminders of the road they must remain on. The world outside your doors now is a world of Satan. Many shall find with sadness to their hearts that they try to come back too late onto the road to heaven. There will not be time for many to return. Prepare your household, my children. We do not come to you to set fear into your hearts, but we must give you a full realization of the days you are living in, the times that have been written of and spoken of by the prophets of old. That time is now, my children. You are living in the final days of your age. All who are of well spirit will have nothing to fear. If your graces are not gathered, you must always remember to repeat, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. My mother shall continue to guide you in the days ahead. She has made a promise to you, and it will be kept. The battle will accelerate, and many shall fall away from the faith, for they do not have the strength in the battle. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Be charitable, even to those who persecute you. You must all pray, but you must all work, my children, for there is no strength in prayer without works. Now Jesus is looking over to the right side and the left. He has a very sad-looking expression on his face. And now he's pointing with his right hand up to the sky. And just directly over the trees, there is a very large cross in the sky. It's a dark cross, almost black. A very large cross. Now Jesus is placing his hand over his heart. Now his hand, he's extending out his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you and the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Remember, in your moments of leisure, to stay out of the world, my child and my children, and read and reread my mother's messages from the mission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You will be subjected to much physical trial. Penance is great, but at the end of penance, there is always a great joy. The world must know the value of suffering. All who came into heaven came here by the way of the cross. If one would understand the great value of suffering, she would ask this regardless of her human inclination to avoid pain and suffering. The graces gained from physical suffering when offered for a just cause, a meritable cause, for those in purgatory, the graces are threefold. Remember, my children, to offer your trials, your penance, for those who are in purgatory, for very few come directly to heaven, but must spend a time of purging just beyond the veil. They are helpless without your aid. You will pray for the souls in purgatory, and in the Lenten season ahead, you will gain many graces for them. Much of the supernatural cannot be understood in your human nature, but must be accepted by faith. Yes. Saturday, yes.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 1st, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.